Well, we brought you the news late yesterday afternoon that John Cartwright, the former head coach of the Gold Coast Titans, had signed a one-year deal with the North Queensland Cowboys to join them as Paul Green's assistant for season 2015. He's had a busy day, day one up in Townsville, meeting the players, touring the facilities, and I'm pleased to say he's taken 5 minutes out now after his first day on the job to join us. Evening, John.
Hey, Kieran. How you going?
I'm well. How's life up in Townsville? Day one on the job, as I mentioned. What have you learned so far at the Cowboys?
I don't need many jumpers, mate. That's the first thing I learned. They're 37 up here today. But it was our first day, mate. Just a bit like a new kid at school, I suppose. Eyes wide open and got to meet everyone. So it was a nice, friendly group. And, looking forward to being up here for the year.
Cardi, talk us through the process that took you to Townsville. Obviously, when the news came through last year that you wouldn't be at the helm of the Titans anymore, we maybe thought that there was going to be an off-field role still at the Gold Coast, but was it just a case of you thought you still had more to contribute to on-field footy?
Oh, a bit of everything, mate. It was a bit raw for me, to get my head around going back to the Titans. Spent a lot of time there, and it was just a little bit raw, I suppose, and probably needed something new. Wasn't sure what that would be, but Greeny spoke to me probably around October last year, and I just didn't really have my head around football, I suppose, and didn't want to dive back into something that I wasn't ready for. You know, it is a very important position. You don't want to let anyone down. But got to through Christmas, and he gave me another call after Christmas, and with footy being back, the Nines about to start, and it was in the media and watching it on TV, it's starting to get a little bit of an itch, and the phone call came at the right time, and got a little bit excited about being involved again, and here I am.
That bug is hard to shake, isn't
it? It is, mate. You're in rugby league. I love the game of rugby league, and to be involved at the highest level, you just don't get too many chances to be involved. And 12 months out of the game is a long time. I sort of weighed all those things up. What a very strong club that the Cowboys are, both on and off the field. I think their window of the premiership, they're in that window at the moment, and I don't think it's too far away. And just, really, really lucky to hopefully be a part of it.
You mentioned the strong culture up there in Townsville, John. Was that the main reason that attracted you to the Cowboys? So there are some similarities in your previous job. Obviously, a Queensland team, a one-town team as well, but they are a team that have had an awful lot of promise surrounding them in the last few years, so a good organisation to align yourself with.
Yeah, there was a lot of things added up, mate. It was, I love the one-team, one-town mentality, and especially here because Gold Coast, you do compete with a lot of other sports, and the beach is probably the number one thing you compete with. But certainly a rugby league town up here. Got a very strong team on paper. Great facilities, great amenities. I've only been here a couple of days, but, even travelling here as an opposition team, always very professional and always enjoyed coming here to play.
They've been a team in the last few years, Cardi, that have had an awful lot of promise on paper and probably by their own admission just fell one or two stages short of where they needed to be. Have you felt that in your first few days around the club, that there is a hunger to go one better and finally lift up a trophy at the end of a season?
I sort of haven't been here long enough to sense that, but I know the guys that have reached the levels that they have in the game here, they still haven't achieved, individually winning a grand final or as a club. I know if the Cowboys were to win a grand final, I know what it would do for the players, and I know what it would do for the whole North Queensland. I was fortunate enough to be at Penrith when we won our first title down there, and really can't describe the feeling and how that affected the town. And it would be a very similar thing up here. The Townsville's probably a much bigger place now than what Penrith was, but no less football mad, and in a similar position, not having achieved the ultimate success yet. But as I said earlier, the window of opportunity to win grand finals these days, no one's won two in a row for a long, long time, and you get a very small window. And I think, the Cowboys are there at that stage. It's So, you know, it's a big jump to go and win a grand final, but, you know, I certainly believe they have the potential to do it.
There's probably only a handful of squads in the competition with a similar sort of mix of experience and youth as the Cowboys. You've got great players and leaders like your Thurstons, your Scotts, your Tamos, and you go back to some of their younger players coming through. Robert Louis had a great year last year, as did Jason Taumalolo. So there is a genuinely good mix of experienced heads that are ushering through a new generation in Townsville.
Yeah, and the most important thing they have, and you mentioned it, is and I've picked that up, you know, in the first 2 days here, is a really good, solid group of leaders. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you have off the field or, you know, young players coming through. If you don't have those core leaders to lead the way, it makes it really, really tough. I mean, you look at any of the sides that have had success recently, it's always centred around that solid group of guys who, you know, in tough times, they're going to lift everyone around them. And, you know, the guys that you mentioned there earlier, the Cowboys probably have more than most.
And one thing we noticed in their squad last year, John, which is probably a big testament as to the reason they've gone places in recent years, is their depth. They're really not lacking for competition for places, which is always a healthy thing at clubs.
Yeah, there's, you know, again, you know, there's some young guys that have contracted here, and, you know, it's hard to keep everyone, but there's guys here that are, you know, probably off contract in the next year or two, and they're going to want a lot more money. And now that sort of goes back to what I spoke about, that window of opportunities there at the moment. You know, there's a really good balance with age, with depth, with senior players. But, you know, it'd be nice if you could keep that forever, but the fact is you can't. And they're going through that at the moment, and that's why I think the club is in a very good position over the next year or two.
Has Paul Green set out what he would like your role to be in terms of you're going to work with either the forwards or the backs or oversee a game plan type situation? Have you guys been able to nut out the plan for your role specifically at the club in 2015?
Not specifically yet. You know, he's asked me just to come and you know, pick up like the day-to-day things in how they do things and how they play their football. And we'll sit down in a week or two and, you know, he'll have something a bit more specific for me. But it's more just sort of finding my feet, getting to know everyone, then slotting into a role after that. But I'm really excited about it.
And just before we let you go, Cardi, it's been a very big day for you, obviously, meeting all the players, touring the facilities. I know you've done some local media in Townsville and, of course, taking some time out to talk to us. But have they told you where they're taking you out for dinner tonight? Are you going along the Strand, maybe down to the Mad Cow for a drink? That's the most important thing. Your first night out in Townsville, you've got to get acquainted with the locals.
Yeah, well, apparently so. I think Mayor Parry's organising something as we speak, but no doubt it'll involve a steak and a beer somewhere, mate, and I'll look forward to that as well.
Couldn't have a better tour guide. The Minister for Tourism up in Townsville is Peter Parr.
So I've been told.
Well, John, really appreciate you taking some time out to chat to us on your first day in Townsville. Best of luck at the club. It's great to have you back involved in a football sense in the game, and I'm sure the Cowboys looking forward to having you a part of their setup as we will catching up with you throughout 2015. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Kim.